Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the ninth show in our series to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the U.S. with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but will always be founded on our gentle, hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients, rather than merely finding illness and disease. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for health issues, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what is happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of our prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, like back pain, nutrition, allergies, by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the On Demand section, then scroll down and select the Your Health shows, and then click on the individual show by topic. It's really a great convenience. Well, now that summer's finally arrived, we're hiking, biking, digging, golfing, riding, walking, climbing, building, hauling, lifting, packing, moving, and standing around at cocktail parties and events, and on and on. In short, we are spending a lot of time using our feet for fitness, sports, gardening, work, and leisure. Feet are extraordinary parts of ourselves. They literally carry us through our entire lives, and they balance and propel us in the face of extraordinary forces like gravity and the weight of our own bodies. Average healthy adult Americans take about 4,000 steps per day, and that's actually very sedentary compared to much of the rest of the world. But even so, that adds up to more than 100 million steps in an entire ambulatory life. Also, every time we take one walking step, the force that is imposed on each one of our feet is about 1.5 times our full body weight. And while running, that force can be upwards of 2 to 3 times our full body weight. Woohoo, that's a good reason to trim down. So it's time we devote some time to our feet and foot health And today we're going to start by doing just that and talking about a common foot pain complaint called plantar fasciitis. What? What is plantar fasciitis? I can barely pronounce it. Literally, it means inflammation of the plantar fascia. Well, that's really helpful, Doc. What that means is it's talking about the connective tissue on the bottom of your foot. In the case of a foot, plantar means the lower surface, and fascia is the connective tissue involved. And itis means inflammation or irritation. Hence, plantar fasciitis, inflammation of the fascia on the bottom of your feet. To understand plantar fasciitis and how to avoid it and heal it, we need to take a few minutes to understand the structure and function of our feet. So we're going to start with a little soul searching. That's S-O-L-E. I know, but I couldn't resist. The feet contain about 25% of the bones of the body, including the toes. That's a quarter of all of our bones. The upper parts of your feet are actually the foundation of the ankle. The big bony bumps on either side of your ankle are the knobby lower ends of your two leg bones that straddle the upper bones of the feet like a saddle straddles a horse's back. These upper foot bones are like the horse's back under the saddle and carry the force of your weight from the leg down into the foot, where the force is dispersed throughout the arches of the foot and into your toes. The upper surface of the foot is called the dorsal surface. The bottom surface of the foot, the one that contacts the ground when you're barefoot, is called the plantar surface. The foot bones are all surrounded and nested in tissue called fascia, a kind of connective tissue that is essentially the matrix of the body, and especially in the case of the foot, is a resilient, relatively thick, but nonetheless stretchy and flexible tissue. So keep this in mind. The foot can be described in three functional areas: the hind foot, which contains the heel and to which the famous Achilles tendon attaches; the midfoot, which contains the series of little foot bones that are the building blocks of the three arches of the foot; and the forefoot that includes the toes. Wait a minute, did you say three arches? Yes, there are three functional arches in the foot. One is the lengthwise arch that we are familiar with that runs down the middle of the foot, called the medial longitudinal arch, meaning the middle. There is also a lateral longitudinal arch running lengthwise on the outer edge of the foot, and a transverse arch that stretches crosswise, hence transverse, across the top of what we usually call the arch of the foot. All of these three arches, their bones, muscles, ligaments, and tendons, create an amazing infrastructure that allows the forces of gait and gravity to be safely dispersed, and for the needs of balance, forward impulsion, and speed for standing, walking, jumping, squatting, and running to all be integrated and to work really well for many decades through the growth and changes of infancy, childhood, adult life, and aging into our elder years. It's amazing. The plantar fascia is specifically a thick, resilient arch of fascia that runs along the bottom of the foot and is part of the primary arch system of the foot. It is connected to many bones and tissues of the feet, as well as to the fat pad that is found under the heel, that is also an important shock absorber. The plantar fascia functions like a long, springy weave of wide rubber bands connecting the forefoot to the hind foot, so that it stretches when we step down and land on our feet, and rebounds when we pick up our feet. It is key to our balance and weight distribution. Plantar fasciitis is pain and inflammation of this important fascia. It is a common complaint, and it hurts like the devil when we suffer from it. Plantar fasciitis commonly causes stabbing, burning pain that usually occurs with your very first steps in the morning. Once your foot limbers up, the pain of plantar fasciitis normally decreases, but it may return after long periods of standing or after getting up from a seated position. You know you likely have plantar fasciitis when there is a sharp burning pain in the bottom of your foot, especially when you step on your foot after not using it for a while, often worst when you first get out of bed in the morning. The pain is often located near the heel fat pad, but it can be in the middle of the foot or even up close to your toes. But most usually, it's found at the back or middle of the foot. Plantar fasciitis is particularly common in runners. In addition, in people who are overweight and those who wear shoes with inadequate support are at risk for plantar fasciitis. Under normal circumstances, your plantar fascia acts like a shock-absorbing bowstring, supporting the arch in your foot. If tension on that bowstring becomes too great, it can create small tears in that fascia. Repetitive stretching and tearing can cause the fascia to become irritated or inflamed, and therefore to hurt. It can be caused by wearing worn-out shoes with ineffective heel padding, wearing high heels often or for extended periods of time, doing lots of walking, running, or jumping on hard surfaces, having chronically tight calf muscles in our legs because of the resulting chronic pull on the Achilles tendon, having especially high arches or flat feet, or from generalized inflammation after injuring the foot or ankle. Sometimes there's no immediately clear cause, and plantar fasciitis can come on very suddenly. Factors that specifically increase your risk of developing plantar fasciitis include age. It's most common between the ages of 40 and 60. Certain types of exercise, activities that place a lot of stress on your heel and attached tissue, such as long-distance running, ballet dancing, dance aerobics, can all contribute to an earlier onset of plantar fasciitis. Specific foot mechanics, like being flat-footed, having a very high arch, or even having an abnormal pattern of walking, can adversely affect the way weight is distributed when you're standing and put added stress on the plantar fascia, leading to plantar fasciitis. Obesity. A lot of excess pounds puts extra stress on your feet and your plantar fascia. And occupations that keep you on your feet. Factory workers, teachers, and others who spend most of their work hours walking or standing on hard surfaces can damage their plantar fascia. So how do we treat it? Plantar fasciitis is an inflammatory ailment. It can resolve on its own, as any injury can heal, in anything from a few days to a few months, or it can last for years and be recalcitrant to healing, or anything in between. It all depends on the cause. For immediate treatment, you can gently roll the affected foot over round blocks of ice for pain relief. Filled and frozen recycled plastic water bottles work well for this. While it's healing, limit foot straining activity, but keep doing gentle foot mobilizing stretches. Make sure to wear shoes with good arch support and heel padding. And keep your calves and legs well stretched and flexible. Tight short calf muscles pull on the heel via the Achilles tendon, and therefore pull on the plantar fascia, leading to inflammation. Remember, the foot is the bottom of the whole leg, so all of the activities of your leg are related to what goes on in your foot. Your physician may offer you a boot to wear at night that holds the foot in a position that stretches the plantar fascia. This can be helpful in some cases. And for long-term treatment and prevention of plantar fasciitis, osteopathic treatment is an excellent approach, both to heal and prevent it, because it addresses the root structural and anatomical causes that led to development of the plantar fasciitis in the first place. A good osteopathic physician who was a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be particularly helpful for plantar fasciitis and other foot complaints. How can the gentle hands-on work of an osteopathic physician help with foot pain? An osteopathic physician who was a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows specifically how to work gently and in detail with the intricate and extraordinary structure of your feet, ankles, knees, legs, and hips. The bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, arches, fascias, fat pads, and all associated tissues to help your body relieve inflammation and pain and restore your feet to optimal structure and function, thereby not only helping to heal plantar fasciitis, but also help to prevent it. In addition to regular osteopathic treatment for your feet, here are some other important tips for maintaining good foot health and avoiding plantar fasciitis. Always stretch your legs and calves before and after exercise or other strenuous physical activity, including prolonged standing. Wear comfortable, flat shoes with good arch support and good heel padding. Once again, I have to say, ladies, please ditch those heels. No aesthetic judgments here, but all high heels are all bad for your knees, legs, feet, and back. Do your feet a favor and save those stylish high heels for those once or twice a year really special occasions. Make sure to maintain proper nutrition and diet to maintain appropriate body weight. Stay well hydrated to keep tissues flexible and healthy. Try to avoid prolonged walking or running on hard surfaces. If you must do so, pay special attention to your footwear and make sure the heels of your shoes are well padded. Replace athletic shoes frequently to maintain adequate support and padding. Regular replacement of any athletic footwear is really important and often neglected. The specific frequency of replacement depends on the frequency and intensity of the specific athletic activity. So to review, plantar fasciitis is a common and really painful foot complaint due to the inflammation of the crucial shock-absorbing plantar fascia on the bottom of our feet. It happens when we have stressed or torn the fascia through overuse, injury, chronic structural or anatomical dysfunction, or generalized inflammation of the tissues. Ice and rest are good first-line symptomatic treatments, and also make sure to wear shoes with good arch support and heel padding, including avoiding high heels. Maintain good knee, leg, ankle, and foot health and conditioning, including regular calf stretches. Particularly if you have high arches or flat feet, make sure to pay special attention to good arch support and heel padding in your shoes, and do regular foot stretching exercises that mobilize the arch of the foot and help keep it supple. And lastly, osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can relieve the initial pain and symptoms and make a real difference in helping optimize the structure and function in your feet, and therefore in resolving and preventing foot pain issues like plantar fasciitis with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy at our office in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday through Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time, every other Friday at 12:30 and Sundays at 5:30. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health and your feet, and thank you for listening.